What it do, ladies and gentlemen? Your boy Saturnino back at it again. Oh, had a great weekend. Went to go visit my dad because we actually had to go drop off our big dog. Because I don't know if y'all remember from long ago, we wound up getting a basset hound and they were doing very well together. They were loving each other. They were like the best sisters you've ever seen. But the big one, one day, just attacked the little one because the little one had food in its mouth and that big one just really wanted the food. So we were like, nope, that's not gonna work. So luckily my dad was like, I'll take her, because you know, she's a very outdoor dog and we kind of have like a small yard. So my dad was like, hey, I've got a big yard, bring her out here into the country. So yeah, I was always saying that kind of wrong when I told people, like, yeah, when they're asking about the dogs, I was like, oh yeah, we had to take the big one to the country. I think people automatically thought that we killed her, you know, like the old school, old Yeller way. So yeah, had to have to go into detail. So I've learned not to say like we took her just straight off, we took her to the country, because yeah, people get the wrong impression. It's just terrible. But yeah, no, everything's good. The little one's acting like the queen of the world, like she won Game of Thrones or something like that. So yeah, that's what's going on right there. But yeah, I got to go see my dad. And then decided to go deep into my old town and went to go see my old high school. Yeah, brought back lots of memories because it looks so nice and we had none of that. Jeez. I mean, they have like an auditorium and stuff like that. It's awesome. But it wasn't awesome for me growing up. It's just so crazy because, yeah, like the main thing we had growing up was a McDonald's, an H-E-B, and a Walmart. That's it. We had the Whataburger also. That was it. Now these spoiled-ass kids got Panda. Southside Market. They don't know about the struggle. Yeah. There's a lot of things going on. Little side note, I attempted to watch, my wife, she watched and finished it, When They See Us on Netflix. Yeah, that was interesting. I only got halfway through the first episode. Oh my goodness, that, it just made me so angry. And I will go back and watch it. I will definitely go back and watch all the episodes. But it just, I got so angry. I was like, yo, I gotta quit this. I fixed our dryer. Our dryer gave out and I got so angry by this show, like just everything that was going on in it, I fixed our dryer. So I figured by the time I'm done with this show, everything in my house will be fixed. Everything. Like anything that's broken, I will fix. So, I mean, the acting is great. Ava DuVernay is, she's just an amazing director. I'm just so excited about her taking over New Gods for DC. That's gonna be amazing. And Tom King is writing it. So there you go, there's that. But yeah, everything is, everything's just great about that show and so effing depressing. a good side note from that show, you know, everybody's finally dragging that Linda Fierstein or whatever the hell her name is, Satan. I don't know what she goes by nowadays. I really don't. She's the reason these innocent boys got locked up. So there you go. Some good will come of this. Everybody gets their dues, yo. So there's that. On a happy note, gonna go see Aladdin tonight. Yeah, buddy. I'm excited. I'm a big giant kid. I loved watching Aladdin when I was little. You know, movies like that, Lion King, Rescuers Down Under, those were like some of my favorite Disney movies right there. So I'm excited. I don't care what anybody says. I'm just going to enjoy this movie. It's gotten mixed reviews. I'm going in there to have fun, ladies and gentlemen. I know nothing about the filmmaking process. All I know is I want to have fun. If it does that for me, then it's a win. It's a winner. So I'm super excited about that. I don't think, you know, I know my oldest one has seen Aladdin. I don't think my little one has seen, like, the animated Aladdin. So kind of, man, I feel like I've kind of failed on that one if he didn't. I did make him try to watch Lion King. I don't know if y'all remember this. I tried to make him watch Lion King because he was getting on my nerves. And I was all like, all right, because I wanted him to cry. Yeah, I'm a terrible parent like that. So I was like, all right, here you go. Let's watch some Lion King. Yeah, he didn't cry. It was actually kind of scary. It was just nonchalantly. I was like, yo, I was almost in tears. Like, it's Mufasa. And then, you know, when he comes up and he's like, Dad, get up, Dad. No, no. That boy bothers me. He worries me. Anyways, oh yeah, I mean, I just wanted to make this a short rant. I wanted all two of y'all to know I'm still alive. Like, I'm still out here.
Still grinding and hustling, kids. That's all we can do.
So, yes. Alright, well, just want to let y'all know I do care. I think there's probably a couple of y'all who need to hear that. I do care. So, yes. All right, well, whatever you do today, do it up big. Much love, much peace, and I will talk to y'all later. Adios.